Ramban, which is found, it's in Parshas Bo, one of the more famous Rambans, and it's one of the very, very key Rambans to understand generally about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what our responsibilities are, etc. Now, the Ramban starts with tefillin. So we're going to start in the middle. On the left page, four lines from the bottom. Yeah. On the left side, four lines from the bottom, it starts, Va'ato Omer Lecho Klal B'tam Mitzvos Rabos. I'm now going to tell you reason for many of the mitzvahs that we have. V'hine, May eis eyos avodas gelilim ba'olam mimei enosh. From the days of Enosh, when Avodah Zarah started. Now the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah in a very interesting development where the Rambam usually doesn't go into lengthy descriptions historically what happened, but the Rambam goes, and one should really read it, because every word in that Rambam has meaning. Every word needs to be really understood. Maybe one day Blineda will go through it. Every word has a thing there. But the Rambam writes, how did Avodah Zarah start? Adam didn't start it, and Adam's children didn't start it. So how did it start? So the Rambam explains that after a few generations, there were people who wanted to have things that they could, so to say, relate to. So therefore they made images, and the images were there as things to remind you about Hashem. The next generation understood that these images, the moon, the sun, etc., were things that represent Hashem. They're Hashem, you're worshipping Hashem, but in the worshipping of Hashem, these are the way to get there. And then as time went on, ultimately they forgot the reason, and they were worshipping the sun, the moon, etc. Until Avraham Avinu came along. And Avraham Avinu came, and he's called Avraham Ivri, as we spoke about before, that he's on one side of the world, and Hashem, and everyone else is on the other side of the world. So he's called Avraham Ivri, the one who stood against everyone. And Avraham taught Yitzchak, and Avraham changed many, many people, made many Baalei Tshuva. Yitzchak's days, some of them left. Yaakov, in turn, started. And Yaakov had the Shvatim, and it was developing into a whole nation until we came to Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, the Rambam's language is Kemat Kot Ha'iker. It was almost cut out altogether, the foundations that Avraham Avinu taught Klal Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, it was almost over. Until the Rebbein Shem sent Moshe, and Moshe turned the tide the other way. Every word needs understanding. But it started in the days of Enosh. Now when it started in the days of Enosh, Enosh believed in God. And Enosh was worshipping in a representative, as a presence for that which is in Hashem. And it's a very interesting thing which needs understanding too, because the Gemara tells us that anyone who keeps Shabbos properly, afilu, if he was worshipping Avodas Gelilim like in the days of Enosh, mochlim lo al avonotav. Now what do you mean? Enosh seemingly was the least of the problems, not the most of the problem. Right? And yet it says that even if it was like the Dor Enosh, it would be that way. So then he's, but that's what the Rama, when the Ramban here starts, May eis eyos avodas gelilim ba'olam, when it started that there was a avodah zara in the world, mimei enosh, hechelu hadeos lishtabish. The concepts began to be destroyed in emunah, mayhem, there were groups, kofrim be'ikr. They said, they denied altogether v'omrim ki olam kadmon, that the world was always there. And it was almost the Big Bang Theory or something similar to it. Nothing changes. Kocha shubashem. They denied in God. Vayom relohu, he's not the one who did it. That's one group. Humehem, and there were other groups. Machishin biyadoso aprotis. They said, there's God. He created the world, but he doesn't know what's going on down here. V'omru eicha yoda keel. How could God know v'yesh deo be'elyon? He's upstairs. How could he know what's going on down here? It can't be. And if he knows, maybe he knows for the moment, but he has no idea about prophecy, doesn't know what future is. He's just there. Umeyem, and there were those. Sheyodu b'yidiya, they say he might know. Umachishim, but they contradict God's ability to run it. Bashgocha, that he's involved in running this world down here. No, we're like animals. Right? The animal system is, and that's something that needs to be also discussed. There is what's called Ashgocha Protis and Ashgocha Klolis. Ashgocha Klolis means general. Right? For example, Hashem will make sure that there's a certain amount of cows in America so that we could have meat, so that we could have our hides for tefillin. He can make sure about it. But he's not interested in Elsie the cow. He's interested in cows that there should be. So this Klolis, general. So he said, then we could be that there is no Ashgocha. So man is like the animals almost. V'yasu Adam k'dgei hayom. And man is like the dgei hayom, like the fish in the sea. Just like there is no personal involvement in the fish in the sea, there's no personal involvement in Hashem. Shelo yashgiach okel b'hem. God is not involved in them. And therefore, ein b'hem onesh, there's no punishment. O schar, because that's what you would say with where the real involvement is. V'yomru ozav Hashem es ha'aretz, he left the world. Now, these were the groups that were there. And they were all present in the days of Mitzrayim. V'kashe yirtze ho'elukim. And when Hashem wants be'eda o be'yachid, he wants a group of people or an individual. V'yase imayem mofes b'shinui min ogut shalolam. And here, this we have to come back to something we spoke about a number of weeks ago. We'll try and come back to it. And he's going to make a miracle in a change of the way the world runs. V'tivo, then yizbarer, it's going to be clear, lakol, to everyone, bitol, Hadeos Elu Kulam. All these false ways are all gone now. Because Hashem came, he took a personal interest, he changed what was going on, he had the control of the whole thing, so he knows what's going on, he's the one who created it, so he can form it, he can do whatever he wants with it, he can do everything. So when he came and he did it all, he took care of all these people in one shot. Because now all of them are gone. Ki amofes anifla, the unbelievable thing, and as we discussed last week, everyone is a build-up higher, higher, higher. Mora sheyesh la'olam eloka, that there is a God in the world. Mechadsho, that's the first thing. He makes it anew, that's the first thing. Mechadsho. And that shows that when you told us that it was a Big Bang Theory, no, that shows that it's Mechadsho, Hashem makes it anew. He created it, he can form it, he can do whatever he wants with it. V'yodeya, he knows what's going on down here, because he is knows it, you see how he's running it and he's doing it. U'mashgiach, he is involved. V'yochol, and he has all the ability to do whatever he wants. And this is a very key point. It's not just that he can do whatever he wants. It's not just that he runs it. Then, great. But when he comes beforehand and he tells us it's going to happen, Mipi Novi, Yizbarer Mimenu Od Amitis Andavua, he shows the truth of prophecy. Kiyadaber Olikim Esa Odom, God will speak to man. Vigale Sodo Alavodov Anavim. And he teaches his secrets to the Nevi'im. Now this line is a very, very key line. The Ramban in Parshas Vayigash has the following question. Let's make a simple cheshbin, he says. Let's make a basic mathematical evaluation. How old was Moshe when he left Mitzrayim? 80. His mother, and how many years were we in Egypt? 210 years. His mother was born as they walked into Egypt. Right. That means how old was his mother when his mother gave birth to him? 130 years old. So what's the big deal about Sarah Imenu? That she gave birth at 90 and you came along and you made a whole deal in the Torah about Sarah giving birth at 90. So yeah, she gave birth at 130. Oh, you'll tell me that she gave birth before. Oh yeah, to who? Aaron and Moshe. How old was Aaron and Miriam? How much older are they? 3 years old, 4 years old. So it's 126. And you should know that there's a Chazal, and where there's in Tefillah, it seems to be that way, that says she was 250 years old. I mean, it's very hard to figure it out, but it says it's tremendous. So a man says, so what's the big deal about Sarah Imenu?
She was first.
What?
She was first.
She was the... See, so to listen to what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a miracle, that's not what he writes in Torah. But when he does a miracle and he tells the prophets beforehand he's going to do it, that shows total control. That's what's in Torah. That she gave birth at 130, you're right, it's a great thing. But Hashem never said about it, told him. Nobody, Hashem never told anybody before you. So it was a great feat, but it doesn't show the absolute control of running it. By Sarah Imenu, he told the Malachim and they came and said it before him.
That's Ramban.
Ramban in Parshas Vayigash. And therefore he said, when you look at miracles, you will see the ones that are in Chumash are the ones that are told, as we see in these parshas, one after the other, how Moshe comes to Paro and said, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and then it happens. Right? Then you really see. As we see in this week's parsha, when it comes in, he tells him, there's going to be the Makkas Becharis and how it's going to be, and he tells it all before. And that shows the control. And that's what he says here. Now, let's see those words again. When Hashem tells man, and he teaches the secret, he teaches the prophets before, and that shows his control, but that is Torah. That word, that line needs a lot of understanding. What does that mean? V'tiskayim imze haTorah kula. And with this, the whole Torah is. What does that mean? So simply it means, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told Moshe about Torah. And Moshe, what? Gave over the Torah to us. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we know there are many things in Torah that it would be impossible for anyone to come along and predict it unless you control it. Let's take a simple example. Shemitah. The Torah says, if you keep Shemitah and you work and you rest on the seventh, I will make sure that on the sixth year we'll have enough of the sixth, the seventh, and half of the eighth. Now all you needed to do was go through one Shemitah cycle and you would see that it's fake. False. And yet, it goes on and on. I just want to tell you, I was in Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim. I was there for a Shabbos. And I spoke to an old man there. And he told me, we have books going back to, I think he said 1930-something, how every year we shmeet the year, it produces that way. It's an unbelievable thing. And that's exactly it. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by telling us beforehand, these are the animals that are Tomei. Why? All it had to be that somewhere in the middle of Africa, somewhere we come up with some new giraffe. Or something new. And yet that Kodesh Baruch Hu said it, and it's never been changed. So therefore, by telling us beforehand, and none of the things change, just that which Hashem is telling us is, that shows the truth of Torah. There's so many things that in my Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to say, goes out on the limb, that if a human, if I would come along and I would say to you that this fine Jew here is going to win the lottery tomorrow. Should only be Zeicher. But I guess win the lottery. So tomorrow night we meet together and you say, listen, Rabbi, I don't know how to tell you this, but he didn't win the lottery, so I'm finished. It's over. Why would I go out on a limb? Right? And that's why you should know, without going through it all, in all of Christianity, there is no real prophecy. Because they can't say prophecy. It's an impossibility. And just, I don't want to get lost because we want to stay in this from Bible. I just want to tell you that the only somewhat prophecy that there is in all of Christianity is that they said that once the Jews are thrown out of the land, they're never coming back. So now came 1948. They had a very big problem. So in 1949 they got together and they made a very big gathering and they came out with a pshat. That the pshat is that they're not back in the old city. So if they're not back in the old city, they're not back. So it doesn't count. Okay, but okay, 1967. Now what are we going to do? So 1968, they got a gathering. Now listen to Lomdus. Since they don't belong there in their thing because it really belongs to the Arabs, and they don't really belong there. It's like they're not there. So the prophecy stands. Have you any shtuyot like that in your life? If you can believe that, I can tell you anything. I can believe anything. So therefore, they can't. But Torah is filled with prophecies. Because that is how we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs it. V'lachein yomer ha-kosev b'movsim. And that's why it says the following psukim. L'man teda. So that you should know, ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'oretz. I'm Hashem in the midst of the land. What does that mean? Lohoros to show al hashgacha, that he runs it. Ki lo azav osa limikroim kedaitam. He didn't let it go at just at random. V'omar, the next pasuk is l'man teida ki l'Hashem ha'oretz. Hashem owns the land. Lohoros, which shows us al chidush. Ki aim shelo, the chidush, the newness, he could do whatever he wants there. Shebora me'ayin, he created the world from nothing. So he could do whatever he wants. V'yomar, another posik in Mitzrayim, bavur teidash, so that it should be known. Ki aim kamoni b'chol horetz. Lohoros to show, ala yecholos shu sholit bakol. He's involved in everything. Ein ma'akev biyodo. Nothing is held off from him. Ki b'chol zeh hoyu amitzriyim ma'chishin o mistavkin. The Egyptians had doubts on all of these things, came along Hashem with a makos, and he showed it all, and he proved. So that the whole makos, and the whole setting is to establish and to put into our being emuna. That's what it's there for. Imke, ha'osos v'amovsim ha'gedolim eidim ne'emonim. They are the living, reliable witness. Be'emunas ha'borei uv'torah kula. In the emuna, in the trust in Hashem, and the Torah is true. U'bavur. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yaseh osim osim b'chol dor aleinu kol rasha. Some guy down the block says, I don't believe in God. He's not turning over the whole world because of him. O kofor, somebody who denies in God. Yitzave osonu. Hashem commanded us. Shenase tomid zikoron. We have to constantly remember Mitzrayim. Because if we remember and we understand Mitzrayim, we become believers. We become people that are connected and have the understanding of God clear in our minds. And if we make a zikoron, the os lashero einenu, make a remembrance, tefillin, make it. Lamayan, the pasuk tells us in this week's parsha that it should be a remembrance. Vinatik adovor elbonenu. And we have a responsibility to teach our children the foundations. And in turn, b'neihem libneihem. Their children have to teach their children. Who b'neihem and the grandchildren, l'dor achron to the final generation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so careful and wants this so much. Hichmir ma'od b'inyin azeh. Hashem was so machmir, so stringent in this idea, because where else do you find in all of Torah chorus? And yet we find over here chayiv chorus b'achilas chometz, eating chometz, yechayiv chorus, or b'azivus haPesach, leaving over the korban Pesach, yechayiv chorus. Chorus is such a stringent thing. It could be that you're just about cut off from God altogether. Where else do we find it? So he was so machmir, because he wants us to understand the foundations of Mitzrayim so that we get it clear to understand and believe in him. V'yitzrich shenichtav kol ma shenira elonu ba'osos v'mosim ayodenu. We have to put it on our hands. Ubein einenu, and to put it between our eyes. V'lichtav also od al pischei abatim, and put it by the doors of your house, b'mezuzos, so that when you walk in, you remember God. And you remember Mitzrayim, and you remember the control, and you remember the whole idea. And when you walk out, and in every room you're going to have it, and in every movement you're going to have it. V'nizkizeh b'finu, and we're going to say it over in our mouths, boker v'erev, morning and evening, we're going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, over and over. Kemo she'amar, emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. You have to say it, the man, because it says, l'man tizkis yom tzeischem me'eretz mitzrayim ko yimei chayecha. V'shenase sukkah b'kol shona. Are you making a sukkah? Why are you making a sukkah? To remember tzias mitzrayim. When you sit in the sukkah, there are two reasons you're supposed to say it over when you sit. One, to remember the clouds that Hashem made for us as we went, came out of Egypt, and we were in the midbar. And generally, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. So therefore, we have to remember it in sukkah, the whole idea of sukkah. Now, there are times that need good pshat. For example, on Rosh Hashanah we say, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now Rosh Hashanah, what does Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have to do with Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Now many Meforshim come to give us insights. But the general point is like this. When we left Mitzrayim, it was supposed to be Pesach, leaving, Shavuos, accepting, then we were supposed to go straight to Sukkos. And Sukkos is that we are going to be in Eretz Yisrael under the clouds and domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way it was supposed to be. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The problem that we had is between Shavuos and the Sukkos came the Egel. And in the Egel and the golden calf came the sins. And therefore we need judgment. And therefore we need the Yom HaKippurim, and therefore we have between Shavuos and Sukkot, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's what happens. But all of that is also because the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, He has a close relationship with us, so He judges us, and He gives us a chance to redeem ourselves in the love that He has with us. Now, let's understand it very deep. We say there are really three things that we go through. There is, we say, Vayi Nafash on Shabbos. That's called Nefesh, and we're going to explain. And then there is Ruach, and that we find in the Torah also. And then there is what we call Tselem Elokim, but more than Tselem, it's called Neshama. So the Ari and many others explain the following. Let's take a mashal. The mashal is somebody who's blowing glass. When a person blows glass, so the first thing comes, breath from within himself. That is called neshima, breath. Then it comes down the tube. That's the ruach going down the tube. And at the end of it is the molten that now is formed into whatever you want to form it. And the ruach rests in the glass or whatever it is. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly that. We have the ruach of Hashem inside of us. That's nefesh. It's nafash. It rests in us. If we can be higher level connection, we would be able to feel the ruach between us and Hashem. Like we call it, ruach HaKodesh. When people have higher level connection, that's ruach HaKodesh, that's they can connect between. And when you can get all the way in to where it's being blown, then you are touching into neshama itself. Chorus means we're cut from nefesh, we're cut out of ruach, and our only little hope is that we could somehow connect in the neshama, in the neshima. And in Pesach is so key. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the thing out of us if we can't keep Pesach, because that means you don't have the emunah. And if you don't have the connection. And that's why he says he's so machmir here. V'chein kiyotzo. Here, watch these words in the Ramban that come up. Foundations of Yesodos, foundations of the whole religion lay in these words. V'chein kol kiyotzo behem mitzvus rabos. And there are many mitzvus like it. Zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. V'hakol Leos Lonu. It's all for us. B'chol adoros edus umofsim shelo yishtakhu. You shall never ever forget leaving Mitzrayim. V'lo yiye pischen per lekofer. There shouldn't be even an ability to open the mouth of a one who wants to deny, la'achish, to contradict emunas elikim. Now watch. Such a strength. Ki akone mezuzah bezuzechot. If you put the mezuzah on one door, v'kova b'pischo, v'nischavein, and you had kavoni, you had thought, b'inyona, what the purpose of the mezuzah is. So look what he says, look what we did, just by putting up a mezuzah. One. Kevahoda b'chidesh olam. You admit that God created a world. Two, Yediyah Sabore, God knows what's going on. Three, Hashgachotso, that He runs it. Four, V'gam bin Nevuah, you believe in prophecy. V'hemin, and you believe B'chol Pinas HaTorah, in all the aspects of Torah, Milvad Shehoda, besides that you admit Shechesed Abore Godo, that the Chesed of Hashem is great, that Hashem pays, that he pays back, that he does things for us. Ma'od al osei ritzono, for those that do his will. All! Because what did I do? I put up a mezuzah. That's what I did. And all of this, because I put up the mezuzah. Showed Sionu Osam Avdus Lechairis, he took us out to freedom. The kovod godol is chusav oseyem achafetzim b'yirishma. And since we did so much to just by putting up the mezuzah, that's why Chazal tell us, v'chifi chachomru havizohir b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. Be careful with the light mitzvahs, like the stringent ones. Because we would say mezuzah, okay, pretty easy. And to what? The big ones, well, those are there, huh? Here's one of the light mitzvahs, and the Ramban just told us, what did you do? You believe in Emunah and Emunah and Chesed and Emunah. It's a whole list. And what I do? I took two nails and I put it up. What's the big deal? That's the easier mitzvahs. And that's what he says, be careful, because you never know. Havizoyer. Why? Shekulam chamudos. In truth, they're all severe and they're all important. The chavivos ma'od, and they're very dear to Hashem. Watch these words. Shekol sho'o, because every moment, odomode bohem lelokov, by doing mitzvahs. Mitzvah is a commandment. By you doing a commandment because God told you, you are doing His will. And by doing His will, you admit that He's there. You admit that He knows what's going on. You admit that He's involved in it all. Why? Because I did a mitzvah. Otherwise, why am I doing it? He doesn't know what's going on. He has no involvement. What does it make a difference? He's up there and I'm down here. Leave me alone. No. By putting up a mezuzah, by putting on tefillin, by davening, by learning, by doing anything. Now watch the words. Here comes words that are mind-boggling. V'kavonos kol ha-mitzvahs. And the whole purpose of all mitzvahs, shenamin belokeinu, we should believe in God, v'noda a love, and that we should admit and hear the two words of why we were created, shehu baranu. That's the whole deal. The whole deal of mitzvahs is comes down to two words. That we admit God created us. We are creations, whereby from Him, and He knows exactly what's going on. That's the whole purpose. Be kavonis hayitzira. Look at these words. That's the purpose of the whole creation. Not just my creation, but the whole creation. Shein lonu, the world, unbelievable words. Shein lonu tam ache b'yitzira rishona. There's no other reason in the original creation other than we should recognize. He gives us the chance to recognize His world, His creation, and that we're His. That's it. The ain. If you only care, got out of bed to hear these words, it was worth the whole thing. The Ein Kel Elyon Chofetz Petachtonim. God above wants nothing else from the people down here, Milvad, other than Sheyeda Ho'odom, that man should know, V'yoda Lelukov, and admit to his God, Sheboro, number one, admit you were created, V'kavonas Romamos Hakol, the whole purpose of raising your voice, bitfila, and the kavon of batei knesiyos, what's the purpose of having a shul? V'schus tefilas harabim, and that you pray together in mass? Zehu, this is it. Shiyu l'bnei odom, that people should have a mokom, a place, yiskabtsu, they should gather, v'yodu l'keil, that they should admit to God, sheborom. That's where we get together. We come together in a shul for what purpose? We should say, you created us, v'himtzi'um, you make us be, and that's our whole creation. V'yafar simuze, and you let it be known, V'yomru lefonov, and you will gather together, and in unison you will say, Bir Yosecho Anachnu, we are your creation. It's unbelievable words. This is the tachlis and the purpose of creation. So by learning His Torah, we recognize it's His, and we are His creation, and we got to do what He wants. By us doing our mitzvahs, by putting our tefillin, by putting a mezuzah, by... Think about it. We go out and we buy an eser. Okay? Go over to a guy and I tell the guy, you know, I spent $120 on my eser. He said, you're crazy. I said, oh, don't worry, because in 6 months, I'll spend $30 on a pound of crackers. He said, you guys are all together out of your mind. He's 100% right. Except I don't do it for him to understand. I do it because I'm Bir Yosecho Anachnu. Because I'm His creation. And He told me this is what you got to do. Then this is how I'll do it. And I'm not going to do it, just do it. I'm going to do it in the most beautiful way possible. Because I want everyone to understand and that I should understand. I am His creation. He told me to do it. That's it. And therefore... And this is what it means. We have to raise our voice. It brings more thought and more kavana. Now watch these next words. Uminanisim hagidolim amufarsamim. From the big known Nisim, Odemode Benisim Anistar. God is not interested in splitting the yam. That's not what He wants. He's not interested in making the makos. He does it because He has to establish it for us. He has to bring us to recognize it. But that's not what He really wants.
What's the
that's not what He wants. That's He does so that we should recognize. What does He really want? What does He want? That the nisim nistorim, the hidden nisim, let us say, the everyday life,
the
grass grows, that we're breathing, that we walk, that we talk, that we can think, that we can eat food and become stronger. One of the greatest miracles that we go through day in and day out, and it makes no sense logically, is we take a body that's very, very tired. We put it on horizontal hold for whatever time we have, dependent on the day, and they put it on horizontal hold, and you get out of off the mattress, and now you're refreshed. What happened? Nothing happened. I didn't eat anything. I didn't take anything. I didn't do anything. What happened? Nisim. So we're going to say you slept, and why did you fall asleep? That doesn't make sense. And why did the sleep do it for me? And how come I woke up? Why did I wake up? If I fell into it, I shouldn't have woken up. And why did I wake up? And why did I wake up refreshed? Nisim. But we don't. That's exactly it. Look what he says here. These are words that are mind-boggling. Shem Yisod HaTorah Kula. To recognize that Hashem runs the world and that the whole thing is Nisim. That's the foundation. Look at these words, scary. She'ein lo'odom chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. You have no part in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin, until you believe b'chol devoreinu, everything u'mikoreinu, and everything that happens to us u'kshekulam nisim. Ein bohem teva. There's no such thing. It isn't. Because what we would call nature is really Hashem running it. Now, we spoke about this many weeks ago when we talked about it that Sunday morning on Hanukkah, when we talked about how the light comes from behind the door and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the light to seep through, and that light is what makes the regular things in this world happen. So then it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just it looks, it's hidden. But it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world every moment. It doesn't make any sense why I should eat something and then I'm able to relieve from the body urine and excretion that the body can't take and keeps what it needs. That's all Nisim. An unbelievable Nisim. And I talk about it very often. I had a bacher that I learned. He's a doctor today and a big obstetrician. So we learned when he was in high school and after high school we learned and we learned Mitzvah Shabbos for hours. We learned Maral. We learned many, many different Svarim together. And he goes to medical school and he calls me up after the first lecture. He said, "Today I became a believer." I said, "That's very encouraging. I learned with you who knows how long. And you go to medical school, you became a believer." He said, "No." The professor got up and he said, mind-boggling, he said, "The odds of the body working are 80 to 1 against. 80 to 1 against. And in medicine, we cannot define why it works. We can only discuss how it works." So he went over to the professor afterwards and he says, "It works because there's a God who runs it." You're telling me religion. We're talking medicine. In medicine, we can't do it. As a Chinese, it's not possible. There's so many things that should go wrong in a human body, and why the body works is kulei nisim. And what we have to understand is that R, as we spoke about, that's coming into the Bria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running this whole deal. And that every little thing, our ability to walk and talk and think and do, it's all miracle. So Hashem at times does open miracles. He has a bomb go off right next to all of us, Rachmana Litzan, and nobody's hurt. So we say, "Oh, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam." For what? To recognize that He does it all the time with us. So the Nisim Giluyim is not what He wants. He doesn't want to split a yam. He does it so that we could stop and recognize. But what should we do? Recognize it's not our world. It's not ours. It's His. Well, we're not in control. He's running it. So we will fool ourselves that somehow we're in charge. And then something happens, good, tight, whatever. You know, I always say that when we make money, so we say it was our brilliance that made the money. But when we lose the money, we say, "Why'd God do it to me?" To say, "What happened to your brilliance?" Whatever it is, either you tell me it's brilliance both times, or you tell me it's God both times, but not one on one. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's what it's all about. And look at this language. You have no chelek in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's unbelievable. You have no part in the Torah of Moshe until you understand that it's all miracle. Ein b'em teva. Uminhogo shalolam. And the way He runs it, bein barabim, whether it's the masses, whether it's the yochid, whether it's the individual, everything is there. And everything that happens to anyone in this world, anything that happens to anyone, Jewish for sure is that way. But the whole world, anti-Semitism in France, well, it's just happened. It didn't just happen. There's whatever reason, we don't always understand. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is running this whole deal. And why is it we don't understand? Why is it that that Shalit Gilad got captured and he got freed and the other guys got killed? We don't understand it. We don't begin, but don't. We should never think it's just at random. Elim yaseh ha-mitzvahs. If you do mitzvahs, yatzliach schoro, you will be successful in your reward. V'myavra aleihem, and if you transgress those commandments, yichusenu oncho. So then you're going to get, I don't know, Nish. Hakol b'gzeres elyon, all is a decree of heaven. Kashe izkir kvar. Rav Hutner used to say, when you talk about love of Hashem, we call it avas Hashem. But when you talk about yira, you don't say yiras Hashem. We say yiras shamayim. We have such awe and fear, we don't even want to say Hashem's name. So we call it Yira Shamayim. That's how, to understand that it's all Him. And you have to talk about the hidden miracles. Binyan Arabim in that in the public. Kashayovu Beidei Torah. Binyan Brachas and Kolos. Like Hashem tells us, if you do good, I'm going to bless the land. You don't do good, I'm going to curse the land. There's a Rashi in Bechukosai. Rashi says that when the Jews get thrown off the land, nothing will happen to the land. So I don't know what they believed and how they understood it 150 years ago. Till 150 years ago. But till 150 years ago, every people, all nations that came to the land tried to develop the land and nothing happened. The end of the 1800s, a few old Jews showed up and they start planting, turns green. That's Mamish the Rashi. The Rashi says, when Jews come back, that's when it's going to be. And we have to see it. The Rabbeinu Shalom, what, it's time it happened? It didn't happen because God runs this thing. You're in my land, it's not going to happen. When they come home, then it's going to be. The nations will say, why did this thing happen? Or it says, they're going to stand back. And it's something that says, they're going to see what happened to the Jew, to the Holy Land. They're going to say, what did they do already that it should be like that? Because they left the bris, the covenant of their father. And you have to let it be known to all the nations that punishment is from Hashem. And it says, and all the nations of the world will ultimately recognize that the name of Hashem is called upon you, the Yiramimeka, and they'll stand in awe of you. That's the ultimate. But we have to realize that it's all. So if a tsunami happens in Japan, and we just say, wow, it was the thing, and, this, and the waves, and the movement of the ground, we missed it. It's finished. Hashem did an unbelievable thing in the world, and we missed the message. He didn't give the message yet to think that what happened is a movement. That, I know it. I'm running this place. Get it straight. And I'm going to show you how I run it. You don't do what I tell you. Look what could happen. The hurricane that happened, as Rav Matosyo Shlita says, we shouldn't call it Hurricane Sandy. We should call it Hurricane HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then you'll realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom did it. But it just happened that all these places got flooded, and whose house was flooded, and whose wasn't, and whose business was destroyed, and how many yeshivas were affected, where it just happened. The Rabbeinu Shalom came and he did it. Do we understand? No. If we had prophets, then we could understand it. But that's the Rabbeinu Shalom running this world. And if a person goes and drives and he comes to a stop sign and he looks both ways and it's clear and he moves out and bang, he gets hit, the Rabbeinu Shalom did it. You did whatever you could. How did it happen? The Rabbeinu Shalom, for whatever reason, wanted it. That's what he's telling us. And if we till we get it clear in our mind, it's all Bayrei Hashem. It's everything. Why is it that the children that we have are born to us? Didn't happen at random. It's because there's something Hashem wants us to give our children. That the child couldn't be as who it's supposed to be if he wouldn't be born into our house. There's something doing. It's not at random. And when we were teenagers, we all, just about everyone, thought that if only I was born next door, things would be a bit great. And now I get born over here. What did Mark Twain say? He said a tremendous line, Mark Twain. Yeah, he said a lot of them, but Mark Twain said, when I was 15, my father was a fool. But you can't imagine how smart he became by the time I became 30. Because now you realize the Rabbeinu Shalom did it, and he put you there, and the father gave you certain unique things. Your mother put certain things that made you a different person. And that's why Rabbeinu Shalom made it to us. It's not just that random. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom made it. And therefore, Yitzias Mitzrayim is to teach us nothing happens at random. Any questions?
Sure.
I don't know why I say this is the Seudis.